Hello, it's the 16th of August, 2019. Today we have the Seven of Cups and the Queen of Cups and the Ace of Coins all reversed. Full moon madness may cost you. All the new letters and initials and various interpretations of sexuality confuse me, and I find people to be understandably of short humor these days. So all I can say is this reading looks very specifically for humans who have periods. No idea what anyone wants to be called anymore, but it's all good, unless you have periods. This is female trouble, and it should be dealt with. Hormones, hormones. Do something. This lady is in crazy town. This state needs no explaining. So, my poor friend, the self-medicating isn't working. There is water everywhere today, and emotions spilling out all over the place, but more than a troubling amount of fantasy and delusion. The Seven of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Venus, and Scorpio, is known as the Lord of Illusionary Success. A human is overwhelmed by seven gold cups emerging from a dreamy fog. The contents of the cups are eclectic and strange. It's hard to tell through our fog what is of value and what is fool's gold. This is the Castles in the Air card, and from the looks of this spread, we couldn't know what was real if it bit us in the ass. Remember the challenges of the seven. In the reverse, we could have gone for the glitter and missed out, or are in danger of missing out on the real gold. Oh, snap! That's right. The reverse Queen of Cups is a mess today. All the queens have a measure of water in them, no matter what the suit, which is what gives them the feminine receptivity that makes them the queen. But the Queen of Water is more emotional than any of them and more gullible. This queen needs the week off because I wouldn't want her making any major decisions in this state. There are reproduction issues possible for someone, and women should be having full hormonal profiles as often as they have mammograms. Off to the menstrual hut you go with your chocolate and cannabis. Great idea, you say. See you in a few. Phew, say the kids as they high-five your spouse. As for the rest of us, your habits are in danger of costing you even more than they have already. The Ace of Coins, Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, is the promise of great health and wealth. But in the reverse today, it is out of our reach for some reason, or it's all in this human's head. A fantasy is not materializing and new opportunities are being missed. The sky hand who lowers the giant coin down from the clouds in the reverse is dropping the ball, or, as is said, slipping through your fingers. Not at all what you want your money to do. Or missing a golden opportunity because it's not what you thought you were looking for. Dream on. The thing about the ace, though, is there is a clear path for us. We can walk right through the beautiful garden and accept this gift. Luckily, that warped, trippy, reversed seven is in the past. And if you can't see the clear path right now, seeing as how these are all minor arcana, once all this fog clears, hopefully you will. Then again, this has been one hell of a wild, creative, fantastical, otherworldly, beautiful full moon. Hi, David J.